Last year, Municipal Light and Power completed a $300 million overhaul of their power plant in East Anchorage. The expansion aims to increase efficiency, reliability, and environmental quality by replacing old technology. But it also increases electric rates. Alaska Public Media's Henry Leisha took a tour of the facility to see the new improvements and learn what they could mean for MLNP ratepayers.
Plant Superintendent Nat Lewis reminds the group to keep hard hats, safety glasses, and earplugs on as he leads the tour through a maze of metal tanks and pipes. He stops in front of Plant 2A's new steam turbine as he speaks through his megaphone.
So, this is the Siemens SSP-400 unit. It can make about 29 megawatts of power.
The new unit relies on exhaust from the plant's gas turbines. It's heat that's otherwise wasted. This innovation is one of several improvements that boost efficiency while reducing emissions and gas usage. MLNP estimates that the efficiency improvements will reduce fuel costs by more than $8 million annually. General Manager Mark Johnston says that they are still figuring out just how efficient the plant could be.
We have technology here that allows us to kind of push the limits of what the equipment is actually able to produce. And in the last few months, that's what we've been doing, is figuring out how we can run it better.
Johnston says they weren't just looking at efficiency, but long-term reliability as well.
At some point, we knew that if we continue to utilize that technology, customers might flip the switch on and the lights wouldn't go on in their house because we wouldn't be able to provide the electricity.
But the improvements come at a cost for MLNP's customers. Last December, the company filed a case with the Regulatory Commission of Alaska to increase their rates to offset the cost of the new plant. The RCA approved an interim rate increase that will raise the average customer's monthly bill by 19%.
We recognize that it is an increase and a significant one, and it can be a hardship to some of the customers, but we believe that the investment was necessary in order to ensure power into the future.
MLNP wants to gradually increase rates over time to lessen the shock to consumers, but the RCA will make the final decision about rates in November. Johnston says that over time, consumers will spend less money on power than they would have if MLNP continued using equipment past its designed lifespan. In Anchorage, I'm Henry Leisha.